Well, hello, y'all, and welcome to Chatter, episode 18. Oh, my God. So, here we are. It is Saturday morning, and I am surprisingly not going to the office. Oh, my God, what's going on? The world's ending. I'm not going to work today. Ah! No, I'm kidding. I will be doing some work today, but I'm not actually going to the office, so, this is kind of the greatest Saturday of all time, because I got to wake up without an alarm, and, eat breakfast, and drink coffee, and lay in bed, and do nothing for, like, hours. And it's amazing. I think this is my favorite Saturday in a really long time for this very reason. So I guess that's kind of what I want to talk about today on the podcast is favorite things and how sometimes your favorite things can be super duper simple. And I think we should probably all take a step back and appreciate that, because it's Valentine's Day this weekend, tomorrow, and sometimes that means it's Singles Awareness Day. Sometimes it means that there are expectations placed on a day like that that, you know, probably don't really need to be there. But regardless, I kind of think that we should all just take a moment and really, really appreciate what we do have and the moments that happen around us that don't require anything more special than just being present. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like a lot of times, you know, we get really hung up on holidays. And I say holidays, and I'm using air quotes here, because I think Valentine's Day is kind of like a made-up thing, and like, you know, the pressure that we put on ourselves and each other to make it perfect is kind of ridiculous, because it's just a day. You know what I mean? And if you really care about someone, then like, you're going to show that to them every day. You shouldn't need to be reminded once a year to be extra nice. Do you know what I mean? So that's a thing that I think we should all sort of think about, is that, like, every day you can do something special for someone that you care about, whether it's a friend or a family member or a romantic interest or whatever. You know, it just, I think that if you care about someone, then you try to let them know every day. I don't mean that you have to say it. You can show it just by being considerate, checking in on them. Telling them about your day, asking about theirs, any number of things, sending them funny pictures via text message, just because. You know, I think that's something that we all need to remember to do for one another, and something that we should all remember to be appreciative of, because those moments can be some of your favorite things. Because they're free, and they're simple, and they're sweet, and they're special only to you and your loved one. And I feel like that's worth a lot more than you know, the super commercialized fake holiday that we're all supposed to be celebrating tomorrow. And that's not to say that I don't enjoy it, because I do. I got in the spirit this year and made some chocolate dipped strawberries. So, yay! Little red fruits kind of in the shape of hearts dipped in delicious, delicious chocolate because I have a sweet tooth. That's right. That's what this girl did. You know, so it's not like I'm like super anti-Valentine's Day or anything, guys, but like for reals, just let's try to all actually show each other how much we care on a much more regular basis than once a year. Because all of you guys totally deserve it. So, I don't know if anyone's noticed this, by the way, but like, that's why recently I've been like randomly posting stuff about how much I care about y'all. And every time I see someone else do it, I like it immediately because I love this little love chain that we have, Carnival family. I'll post something and someone else posts something and then someone else posts something and I'm liking everything and then I'm liking complete strangers' posts because they're talking about how much they love their friends. And you guys, it's the coolest thing in the world. Let's always, always tell our friends how much we love them. This is super rad for me to see, and I want to continue this. So I'm telling you all right now, all of you, my amazing, wonderful, ridiculous, charming, magical unicorn friends, I love you guys. And not just because it's Valentine's Day, but I'm going to tell you this all the time, all year, for as long as I can. Because I don't need Valentine's Day to remember that you all are fantastic. And your friendship is one of my very favorite things. So that's that. Listen, guys, I know I've been rambling for like 7.5 minutes here at this point, but I'm actually at the Doctor Who convention, and I really want to wrap this up so that I can do some work for my like actual paying job, and then go hang out with my tribe of nerds, because that's a thing. But oh my god, actually, you know what? Like, hold on. I just remembered this, and I, like, made a note last night when it happened that I was going to talk about this today, and I completely forgot because I was so overwhelmed with my love for y'all. But, like, here's a thing that happened last night, speaking of my tribe of nerds. And this is not a favorite thing. So, here we go. We're talking about favorite things and my not favorite things. Here's a not favorite thing that happened. I'm in the lobby last night, where, you know, at the hotel where the convention is, and, you know, I'm talking to people, and I meet this girl, and we have the same name, and I'm thinking, this is amazing. There aren't that many Kimmies in the world. There are a lot of Kims and a lot of Kimberlys, but there aren't actually that many Kimmies. So I'm thinking, hey, like, this is cool. Maybe we can, like, talk because we have the same name. And okay, so we're talking and she looks at me and she's like, have you ever even seen Doctor Who? And I'm like, girl, did you just go there? Are you making a judgment on me, questioning my nerdiness, questioning my Doctor Who cred, questioning my right to be here? Why? Because I don't look like your average nerd. Because maybe I have come from work where I need to look like a reasonably attractive adult because I work in reality TV casting and that's the rule. Like, she's looking at me like I don't belong there. Like, I'm not nerdy enough. And I'm thinking, did you just ask me if I've ever seen the show on which this entire convention is based? Because I've been secretly fangirl squeeing inside since I like walked into this lobby because I'm surrounded by other Doctor Who fans, and she's asking if I've ever seen the show. Why? Because I'm wearing a cute dress and heels. Yeah, I have a job. An actual job. In an office where I go during the day and people give me money to accomplish things. In a creative field. How dare she question my nerd credentials, my right to be at this convention, and my ability to function within that community just because I happen to look like an actual girl. Because I wasn't dressed in costume? Well, neither was she. She was just dressed poorly. Like, I mean, okay, here's the thing, guys. And you all know how much I love you, because I just went on for 7.5 minutes about it. But, like, there seems to be this bizarre stereotype propagated by the nerd community that you can't be attractive and a nerd unless there is something fundamentally wrong with you in another way. You know what I mean? Like, I should probably be walking around with a sign around my neck that says, yes, I'm a nerd. Yes, I know I'm vaguely attractive, but I'm also crazy and antisocial. Therefore, I am one of you. Like, I feel like I need to explain myself to these people so that they don't think that I don't fit in just because I'm kinda cute. Like, really? Listen, just because everything on my face is in, like, the right area and it's all proportionately sized and relative to each other and everything fits right, like, that doesn't mean that I'm not capable of being a nerd. Do I have to walk around with my nerd credentials spelled out on a t-shirt? You know, do I have to? I will. I don't want to, but I will, just to avoid getting that question again. Because for some reason, I can't simultaneously wear a really cute pinup dress and have red lipstick on and be wearing heels. And also be a nerd. I mean, maybe she was jealous of me for some reason. Probably because I hang out with cooler people than she does. But, like, not cool to question my nerd cred. I'm, like, really angry about this, by the way. I don't understand what this stereotype is. I don't. Because I know you guys. And you're hot nerds. Why can't I be a hot nerd too? Why is it that, like, my nerdiness has to be called into question just because some people think that I'm attractive? But, like, I don't call her nerdiness into question because she looks like she should probably have actually been on the People of Walmart website. Like, you know what I mean? I don't care how you dress or what you look like. If you're a fan of something, more power to you. Enjoy your fandom. I probably love that thing too. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I'm not going to question her nerdiness just because she's not dressed like a normal nerd, but instead is dressed like a nerd who maybe needs a little bit of assistance at stores. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, guys. I'm really angry. I'm really, like, I'm super mad. Because I don't think that it's fair to judge people based on how they're dressed or what they look like, especially in our community. I mean, think about it, guys. Like, all right, I'm gonna say this, and this may be kind of controversial, but we're all geeks in one way or another. Whether you're a musical theater geek, or you're a computer nerd, or you're a video game guy. Like, I just, you know, maybe you're an aerospace chick. Yeah, you're a nerd. All of us are. And it's awesome. So why can't we be inclusive with each other? Why do we have to question other people and assume that they can't possibly be like one of us just because they look different? It doesn't make any sense, guys. It really doesn't. So let's stop doing that to each other. Could we? Could we stop judging each other and, you know, making assumptions about someone's level of nerdiness because of how they look and what they're wearing? Because it's not cool. I'm tired of it. We're nerds. We should be accepting of each other in every possible incarnation, because, let's face it, mainstream society doesn't necessarily accept us. We are, by nature, fringy. We're on the outside. We're outside of the mainstream. And that means that we should hold each other up. We should take care of each other and accept each other, because who else will? Do you know what I mean? So maybe cutting each other down, questioning somebody else's nerd credentials, maybe that's a thing that shouldn't happen anymore. And to prove a point that I am just as nerdy as everybody else, regardless of what I'm wearing, you know what I'm going to wear today? Something so completely unnerdy that nobody knows what to do with me. Because I'm like, I'm angry about this. Legit angry. So that's a thing. Anyway, wow, I talked for 10 minutes about how mad I am that some girl was questioning my nerdiness. I am so sorry. But see, guys, I'm incensed because I don't think it's fair. Because fandom, geekdom, nerddom should be completely inclusive. We're a small community, guys. Let's not make it smaller by excluding people based on how they're dressed. Because that's just stupid. And we are all way too smart for that. Anyway, so we talked about my favorite things and a not favorite thing. And I feel like now there's balance in the universe. So happy early Valentine's, y'all. I love every single one of you, my dear, darling, wonderful friends. Don't ever forget that. So get out there in the world. Be kind. Be generous. Be good to yourself and others. So let's make some magic and make the world a better place. Bye.